I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you think this is cold, wait till tomorrow.
Wow. Excellent evil laugh there.
Evil laugh. Don't forget, we've got tickets to go see Luke Bryan. Hi, Tara. In about an hour or so, an hour and a half, right around 7:30.
If you have a heart beaten in your chest, most likely when you heard, or if you've been listening to local news or anything at all, the 78-year-old woman who lost her life in that house fire a couple days ago this week, it is hard to hear that there's been no family members that have stepped forward.
Yeah, that have claimed her or...
So that is the one thing that I think as humans, isn't that our fear? I don't know. Yes. It is for me that, you know, you care and you care and you go through life and that's just horrible.
It breaks my heart. First of all, and, you know, I say to myself, gosh, why didn't I know before she passed away in this fire?
Mm-hmm.
But and so that leads me to believe that, you know, there are many others just exactly like her that are in our city right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 78-year-old Christine Cannon. Well, she will be buried with a proper memorial thanks to a local business owner. And we hear this woman's name time and again, don't we?
Yep, you sure do.
Evangelina Stanley. She owns the People's Choice Kitchen restaurant. She's been helping the folks that lost everything in that fire, but she just cannot bear to see Cannon buried without a proper send-off. She spoke to channel, I believe, Channel 10. And she's just so touched. She's so human.
Yeah.
And she lives every day to help others. Listen to this.
It keeps playing over and over in my head that this woman died alone. No one has come to claim her as of yet. And it breaks my heart to know that she's in at the medical examiner's just sitting there. I didn't even know my grandmother. I didn't get a chance to meet her. So I look at her, even though I don't know her personally, as a grandmother, a godmom. I was told that she was a great woman that would help out at her residence where she's resided. No, I want a celebration of life. I want balloons released. I want people to remember this beautiful woman.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. Absolutely.
And we are all invited, by the way, anyone listening right now, the public, totally invited to attend this memorial service. The city's arson task force is still investigating the cause of the fire, of course. It's going to be this Saturday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, next Saturday, February 11th at 4 p.m. at the Church of God in Christ.
I wonder how we can help offset the cost. I'm just looking for I'm just going through all the stories online right now to see if there's any way to, and perhaps it's just as simple as dropping money off at the restaurant. It could be. I'm gonna look for that and see what I can find, because I'd love to help myself.
It keeps playing over and over in my head that this woman died alone. No one has come to claim her as of yet, and it breaks my heart to know that she's in the medical examiner's just sitting there.
So this is what we've been discussing, by the way. B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE, TJ Sharp, Terry Clifford. Chris will be back here with us on Monday. This is they call her Van Stanley, and she is the owner of People's Choice Kitchen Restaurant. She is just, it's been tearing her up that this 78-year-old woman passed away, perished in the fire, and no family has come forward to claim her, meaning she just may not have any left or in the area or, you know. And so because that is so sad to this woman, because she has such a big heart, she's planning a memorial for next weekend. It will be next Saturday, the memorial service for Mrs. Cannon. It's going to take place at the Powerhouse Kingdom Cathedral Church of God in Christ on Saturday, February 11th at 4 p.m. So you were mentioning, you know, how they would, how someone who's listening can maybe help with the cost of this.
Sure. And so I haven't seen any specific GoFundMe, but of course, Van runs the People's Choice Kitchen out of 575 Brooks Avenue, and she has stepped in on a number of occasions. She herself, her restaurant was robbed a couple of years ago, and then prior to that and after, when she sees a need in this community, over and above the fact that she sells her all of her food, her entire menu, for simply what people can pay for it. So there's, you know, there may be a suggested price, but if you've only got a few bucks, she takes that. She's like an angel right here on earth. So I'm thinking, because I don't see a specific GoFundMe, more than likely you can just drop into the restaurant if you've got a donation and give it to her.
It's so refreshing to see someone who works in that line, if you will, who, you know, helps those in need daily, that she has not at all become calloused. Nope. And she doesn't say, okay, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm here to feed. I'm here to help. She just sees need and dives in. And then she's still so emotional because during the interview, she started to tear up.
Sure.
She did not know this woman.
Right.
No idea who she was. But she just knows that she didn't know her grandmother, and the woman's 78 years old. And that's all it took for her.
I think it's, I don't know, I think people that give of themselves so much, and you get back an awful lot when you give and give. I think that she's just, I don't know. I hope she's protected somehow from becoming callous and jaded, because she's an angel right here in Rochester. She's amazing.
And it's hard not to point this out, because it would be so nice to see some people maybe, I don't know, copy this.
Sure. You know? Sure.
She may not be viral on TikTok, but it'd be sure would be cool to watch some people copy what this woman's practicing.
The FCC requires us to identify ourselves every hour. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.